भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
This evening we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, entitled Transcendental Knowledge, text number 10. Vita,
Vita,
Raga,
Raga,
Bhaya,
Bhaya,
Krodha,
Krodha,
Vita, Raga, Bhaya, Krodha,
Vita, Raga, Bhaya, Krodha,
Manmaya,
Manmaya,
Mam,
Mam,
Upasritah,
Upasritah,
Mammaya, Mam, Upasritah,
Mammaya, Mam, Upasritah,
Bahavo,
Jnana,
Tapasa, Bahavo, Jnana, Tapasa,
Bahavo, Jnana, Tapasa,
Puta, Madbhavam, Agatah, Puta, Bhava, Puta, Madbhavam, Agatah,
Puta, Madbhavam, Agatah,
Puta madbhavam agatah,
Puta madbhavam agatah,
Vita raga bhaya krodha,
Vita raga bhaya krodha,
Manmaya mamupasritah,
Manmaya mamupasritah,
Bahavo jnana tapasa,
Bahavo jnana tapasa,
Puta madbhavam agatah,
Puta madbhavam agatah,
Vita raga bhaya krodha,
Vita raga bhaya krodha,
Manmaya mamupasritah,
Manmaya mamupasritah,
Bahavo jnana tapasa,
Bahavo jnana tapasa,
Puta madbhavam agatah,
Puta madbhavam agatah,
Vita,
Vita,
freed from,
Raga, Raga,
attachment,
Bhaya,
Bhaya,
fear,
Krodha,
Krodha,
and anger,
Vishara,
Matmaya,
Matmaya,
fully in me, Mam, in me, Upasritah,
Upasritah,
being fully situated,
Bahavah,
Bahavah, many, Jnana,
Jnana,
of knowledge,
Tapasa,
by the penance, Putaha,
Putaha,
being purified.
Madbhavam,
Madbhavam, transcendental love for me. Agataha,
Agataha,
attained. Translation, being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Okay, I'm going to read the English purport very fast, so because it's a long purport, so please bear with me, and then we'll read the Hungarian. As described above, it is very difficult for a person who is too material affected to understand the personal nature of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Generally, people who are attached to the bodily conception of life are so absorbed in materialism that it almost is impossible for them to understand how the Supreme can be a person. Such materialists cannot even imagine that there is a transcendental body which is imperishable, full of knowledge and eternally blissful. In the materialistic concept, the body is perishable, full of ignorance and completely miserable. Therefore, people in general keep the same bodily idea in mind when they are informed of the personal form of the Lord. For such materialistic men, the form of the gigantic material manifestation is supreme. Consequently, they consider the supreme to be impersonal, and because they are too materially absorbed, the conception of retaining the personality after liberation from matter frightens them. When they are informed that spiritual life is also individual and personal, they become afraid of becoming persons again, so they naturally prefer a kind of merging into the impersonal void. Generally, they compare the living entities to the bubbles of the ocean, which merge into the ocean. That is the highest perfection of spiritual existence attainable without individual personality. This is a kind of fearful stage of life devoid of perfect knowledge of spiritual existence. Furthermore, there are many persons who cannot understand spiritual existence at all, being embarrassed by so many theories and by contradictions of various types of philosophical speculation. They become disgusted or angry and foolishly conclude that there is no supreme cause and that everything is ultimately void. Such people are in a diseased condition of life. Some people are too materially attached and therefore do not give attention to spiritual life. Some of them want to merge into the supreme spiritual cause, and some of them disbelieve in everything, being angry at all sorts of spiritual speculation out of hopelessness. This last class of men take to the shelter of some kind of intoxication, and their affective hallucinations are sometimes accepted as spiritual vision. One has to get rid of all these stages of attachment to the material world, negligence of spiritual life, fear of a spiritual personal identity, and the conception of void that arises from frustration in life. To get free from these three stages of the material concept of life, one has to take complete shelter of the Lord, guided by the bona fide spiritual master, and follow the disciplines and regulative principles of devotional life. The last stage of devotional life is called bhava, or transcendental love of God, and according to the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.15-16, the science of devotional service. Adausa tatatha sadhu sangota bhajana kriya tatha narta nivritti siya tatha tato nishtha uchistata tha shakti stato bhava stata prema dhudana chati sada sadhakanam ayam premna pradu bhave bhavet prama. In the beginning, one must have preliminary desire for self-realization. This will bring one to the stage of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by an elevated spiritual master, and under his instruction, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. By execution of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one becomes free from all material attachment, attains steadiness and self-realization, and acquires a taste for hearing about the absolute personality of God at Sri Krishna. This taste leads one further forward to attachment for Krishna consciousness, which is matured in bhava, or the preliminary stage of transcendental love of God. Real love of God is called prema, the highest perfection stage of life. End quote. In the prema stage, there is constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So, by the slow process of devotional service, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, one can attain a high stage, being free from all material attachment, from the fearfulness of one's individual spiritual personality, and from the frustrations resulting in void philosophy. Then one can ultimately attain to the abode of the Supreme Lord. Okay, everybody put your hands in the air.
Gauranga!
This is one of those long but very deep and important purports. Srila Prabhupada is describing here that it is very, very difficult to understand and know Krishna as a person. The two largest religions in the world, Islam and Christianity, they both profess, or they both state, that God is a person. More or less they state that.
Because that is what Krishna is saying, can you do the other?
But the fact is that people don't understand it very well. And they really don't accept that ultimately, after they leave this world, that they go to a better place, a spiritual place, where there is a kingdom, that there is form, that there are activities. Therefore, Krishna says, Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Very, very few people, out of millions of men, maybe one is interested in spiritual life. Yatatamapi siddhanam kaschin vetimam tatvataha. And out of those who have achieved some level of perfection in spiritual life, hardly one knows the personality of Godhead. In another verse, Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. After many, many lifetimes, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Gyanavan, when one becomes truly learned, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. He comes to know that the person Vasudev, who is the son of Vasudev, a historical person, he is the origin of everything. He is the source. He is the supreme. This ego that we have of wanting to become equal to God or wanting to become a competitor to God is so strong that even big scholars in India, they also conclude that they can become God or that there is no supreme. For example, the president, the former president of India, Dr. Radhakrishna, he wrote a commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. And he commented on the verse, Manmana Bhava Madbhat Do Madhya Ji Mam Namaskuru. He commented that it is not to Krishna, the person, that we have to surrender to. But he said the word Krishna means black. And black indicates dark. And dark means something unknown. So it's not to Krishna, that the person at Kurukshetra, that's not who we surrender to, but we surrender to the deep, dark, unknown within all of us. In In the very beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, the very first verse, Sanjaya states, Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samavete Yutsava. Or actually, it's Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra states that on the battlefield of Dharma, of Kurukshetra, which is a famous place of religious activities, what did my sons and the sons of Pandu do? So in the very first verse of the Bhagavad Gita, it is established that Kurukshetra is a real place and that the Pandavas and the Kauravas actually were there. And Krishna is standing in front of Arjuna and he's telling him, Matat parataram nanyat kinchid asti dananjaya. There's no truth superior to me. If he had meant to say there is no truth superior to the deep, dark, unknown within all of us, he would have said that. But he spoke in a very direct way to Arjuna, saying that Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. It is to me only, the person that you have to surrender to. So why is it that big scholars and so many people, that they can't understand these simple points? Because, it is stated here in the very first line, Raga, Bhaya, and Krodha. Attachment, fear, and anger. And Prabhupada states in the purport very nicely here, people are too materially attached and therefore do not give attention to spiritual life. Some of them want to merge into the supreme spiritual cause, and some of them disbelieve in everything, being angry at all sorts of speculation out of happiness. The last class of men take to the shelter of some kind of intoxication, and their affective hallucinations are sometimes accepted as spiritual vision. One has to get rid of all three stages of attachment to the material world. You see that? It's, where is it? There's no, huh? Okay. And Prabhupada summarizes in the next sentence, one has to get rid of all three stages of attachment to the material world. One, negligence of spiritual life. Fear, two, fear of a spiritual personal identity. And three, the conception of void that arises from frustration in life. So, the mudhas, the material, the gross materialistic men, they're very attached to to intoxication, meat eating, gambling. They're very attached to sensual pleasure. Therefore, when one joins the Krishna consciousness movement, the first thing is that he must give up sensual activities, materialistic sensual activities, and he must regulate his life. Tasmat tvam indriyani adau niyamya bharatarshapa. In the very beginning, one has to follow a certain set of rules and regulations that will help him to cut the knot of affection for the body. Then, when one makes a little progress in understanding that I'm not the body, he is also trained in understanding that he is a person and God is a person, and that there is a sambandha, a relationship of love between the soul and the Supreme Soul. This idea of merging is equivalent to spiritual suicide. What would you rather do? Would you rather be a lump of sugar, or would you rather taste a lump of sugar? It's much nicer to taste sugar. It's much nicer to have a loving relationship with God. You can't compete with God. Krishna may give you the illusion if you want it badly enough, but it won't last. You can merge into Brahman for a few billion years. But that time will go by just like that. And your material desires will come up again, and padantiyada, again you'll fall down into the material world. Therefore, better to be trained from the very beginning that all of your desires, all of your senses, everything should be reposed in or should be directed towards Sri Krishna. This is actual pleasure. There is no pleasure in the material world. It is only relative suffering. There is only suffering and less suffering. As long as you have to get old, diseased, and die, it doesn't matter whether you get old, diseased, and die in a big fancy house or in a little wooden hut.
Okay.
Often people who have more material possessions suffer more when they get old, diseased, and die. So in Krishna consciousness, we are trained to, from the very beginning, to live a simple life. And not to be fearful of surrendering to Krishna. You have to surrender to Krishna anyway. Krishna says, Yeyata mam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manusya partha sarvasaha. All men follow my path anyway. You may not want to surrender to Krishna, but Krishna says, you get old, and you surrender, you get old. You may not want to get diseased, but Krishna says, you get diseased, and you get diseased. Nobody likes to die. There are so many hospitals, and yet still the death rate is 100%. Nobody has escaped death yet, as far as I know. And this has been going on for thousands and thousands of years, and we've heard so many promises. Therefore, Krishna says that people who follow this path, there have been so many who have achieved perfection in the past. So Arjuna, you should follow this path. You can become purified by knowledge of me. Sa sarva vidbhajate mam sarva bhavena bharata. One who knows me as I am, he becomes a true knower of everything. Yasmin sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. One who knows Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he knows everything about Krishna's shadow. The material world is nothing but the shadow of Krishna. So, therefore, we have to take up the process of Krishna consciousness and gradually, shanai shanai, we will be purified of our attachments, anartha navritti syat. We will become free from attachment, fear, and anger. And then we can develop love of God. But as long as you stubbornly refuse, Prabhupada called it dog-like obstinacy. Like a dog, you know how dogs are very obstinate, very... There's an expression, dog-like obstinacy. Okay, that doesn't work.
Stubborn?
Huh?
Stubborn?
Stubborn, dog-like stubbornness. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I won't surrender, I won't surrender, I won't surrender. But you're forced to. Therefore, susukam karpum avyayam, take up the joyful way of life. Who would not take up this process? Only a madman. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yad indriya pritaya apranoti nasadu manya yata apranoh yama sanapi klesha dasa deha. Madmen, they engage in materialistic activities, they don't think about what they're doing, and they commit so many sins. They don't think about what they're doing. Why would they want to kill the poor cow? These cows are so sweet and beautiful animals. They're so gentle. They eat what nobody can use, grass, and then they give us the most wonderful food in return, milk. When we're very young, our mother gives us her breast milk. When we're 5 or 6 years old, we need milk also. At that time, we get mother cow's milk. And that milk helps to build our body very strong and stout. She is our mother. What kind of a civilization is killing its mother? They don't think. They never go into the barn and look at the cow and pat the cow and put their arm around the cow, and then pull out a gun and shoot the cow, and then eat the cow. They have someone else do all of that. If people had to kill their own food, they'd probably think twice about what they were doing. But they just don't think. Therefore, Prabhupada, in the very beginning, he says that for these people to understand God as a person is very, very difficult. And if you can't accept God as a person, then you won't accept other living beings as a person. You'll see other living beings as objects for your enjoyment. The mentality of exploitation will be there. Everything begins with Krishna. However you see Krishna, you will see Krishna's parts and parcels in the same way. If you see Krishna as a person and you love Krishna, then you can be a lover of the world. We have to follow great people. Mahajano yena gatasa pantaha. We have to make great people like Srila Prabhupada like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami. These are our heroes. Okay, we'll stop there. Are there any questions? Jai Sri Sri Radha Sham Sundar Ki. Any questions? Sure. Okay. Haribol.